عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that they may understand what I say. رب زدني علما. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen Ya Rabb Al-Alameen. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for joining us today for a Rahma's English course. It's so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that you all are doing well and that inshallah you all have had a wonderful week. So inshallah, I would now like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which alhamdulillah we are going to continue from Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah. So we are starting from ayah number 83 to 86, inshallah. So ayah number 83 to 86. So I'm going to start with the recitation first. So inshallah, if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite from ayah number 83.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم معرضون. وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم لا تسفكون دماءكم ولا تخرجون أنفسكم من دياركم ثم أقررتم وأنتم تشهدون. ثم أنتم هؤلاء تقتلون أنفسكم وتخرجون فريقا منكم من ديارهم تظاهرون عليهم بالإثم والعدوان وإن يأتوكم أسارى تفادوهم وهو محرم عليكم إخراجهم. أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض؟ فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم إلا خزي في الحياة الدنيا ويوم القيامة يردون إلى أشد العذاب وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. أولئك الذين اشتروا الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة فلا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينصرون.
And inshallah, that is our lesson for today, verses 83 to 86, inshallah. So before we move on to the analysis, we are going to continue with the topic of theory. And alhamdulillah, last week we studied the letter lam, and we learned that lam is one of the three letters that is sometimes heavy and sometimes light. So the three letters are alif, lam, and ra. So these three letters are sometimes heavy, sometimes light, based on the condition in which they appear in different words. The rest of the letters are either heavy or light. So they will always be heavy or they will always be light. And then the three letters that are sometimes heavy, sometimes light are alif, lam, and ra. So lam is heavy only in the name of Allah. So ism jalala. So only in the name of Allah will lam be heavy. And it will be heavy when it has a dhamma or a fatha before the lam. Dallahi. So here in Tallah, the letter before has a fatha, so the name of Allah becomes heavy. And then if it's kasra before, lillahi, the name of Allah, ism jalala, is light. So that is the conditioning that we learned last week. We also learned that the letter lam is a letter of tawassut, lin umar, so that when we see this letter with a sukoon, we rest upon this lam sound. Alhamdu. So here you can see that we are resting on this lam sound because it is a letter of tawassut. So today we are going to cover another rule that is a part of this letter lam. And this rule is known as lam sakina, or lam when it has a sukun. And specifically we are going to study words that start with an alif lam. So an alif lam or al. So words like alhamdu, alhaqu, Al-Qari'ah. So these are all words that start with Al, Alif Lam. So Al in Arabic means the, or the. So if I say like the apple, the book. So Al means the in Arabic. So for example, if I say Bayt, Bayt means house in Arabic. It's very general. Bayt could be any house. If I just say a house, that's any house. But if I say Al Bayt, I mean a very specific house, so I mean the house. So if I say I go to a house or I go to the house, there is a difference. And the difference is that one is specific and one is general. So similar to this the or a in English, we have this in Arabic as well. So if I say al in Arabic before a word, if I say al-bayt, al-kitab, I mean a very specific book or a very specific house. So that's basically what al or alif lam when it comes before a word means. So you will see that this comes a lot in the Quran, and you will see this quite often. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is because there are two conditions when we are having this little prefix al. So when we have al, we have either lam qamariya or lam shamsiya. And inshallah we will learn what that means. So lam qamariya. So for lam ta'arif, so lam ta'arif is al or the. When it is followed by any of the letters that are huruf qamariya, you will pronounce the lam very clearly. Okay? And the letters of huruf qamariya are in the phrase ibghi hajjaka wa khaf aqima. So these are the letters of lam qamariya. And inshallah, you don't have to memorize these, but inshallah, just by reading the Quran, you will know, you will recognize that if these letters are qamariya or shamsiya. So these are the letters that are qamariya. Ibghi, hajjaka, wa khaf, aqima. So all of these letters are qamariya, meaning that if you have the word al, and then it is followed by any of these qamariya letters, this lam is now also called lam qamariya. So we have qamariya letters, and then the lam also becomes qamariya. So qamariya letters are always read clearly. So you will always clearly hear the lam. So that is why this rule is called izhar qamariya. Izhar means clear, zahara. So So إظهار قمرية, this lam is completely clear. So for example, if I have the letter Kha, for example, so Kha is a letter قمرية. So if I have Al before, it's Al-Khabir. Also we have the letter Fa, Al-Fattah. We have the letter Ayn, Al-Azizul Alim. So in both of these cases, the Ayn, because it is a Huruf Qamariya, the Lam is going to be very clear. Al-Qadir, Al-Yameen, Al-Mu'min, Al-Huda. So in all of these cases, we have Al, and because it is preceded by a Huruf Qamariya, the Lam is also Qamariya, meaning that it has Idhav. It is pronounced very clearly. So you hear that there is a Lam. And because you are pronouncing clearly, Lam will also have Tawassut. Al-Kareem. So you're resting upon this Lam. So these are the Huruf Qamariya or Lam Qamariya. Now, the opposite of Qamariya. By the way, Qamariya means moon from Qamar. Okay? So we have Lam Qamariya. On the opposite end, we have Lam Shamsiya. Shams means sun. So if we have the letter L and it is followed by any of Huruf Shamsiya or the letters of the Shams letters, so then all of these letters are known as Lam Shamsiya. So this Lam will also be known as Lam Shamsiya. And if any of these letters come with L, the Lam will be hidden and it will be merged within the next word. Okay, so Lam Sakina is completely silent. So you should not hear the Lam sound at all. So usually in Qamariya, if I say Al-Khabir, that Lam is very clear. But in Lam Shamsiya, you will not be able to hear the Lam. It is very silent. And that is why it is known as Idgham Shamsiya. Idgham means to mix, because you are mixing the sound of the Lam with the next letter. For example, one of the letters of Shamsiya are Ta. So if I say الطيبات, I'm not saying الطيبات. I'm not saying الطيبات. I'm saying الطيبات. The lam sound is completely gone, even though it is there. So if you see in the Quran, there is a lam, but we are not pronouncing at all. If I say with a sa, الثواب, الصابرين, الرحمن, نرحيم. So here we have a lam sound. We have al. But I am not saying the lam because these are letters of Shamsiya. They are letters of the sun. So this lam also becomes Shamsiya. It also becomes hidden. At-ta'ibun, al-du'afa, al-dhikra, al-na'im. So in all of these cases, the lam becomes hidden. So that is lam Shamsiya. And then again, one more time, lam Qamariya, or the lam of the moon, is when it is read clearly. Al-khabir, al-fattah, al-yameen. So in all of these cases, lam is very clear. So in one more time, the letters of Qamariya are Ibri, Hajjaka, Wakhaf, Aqima. So Hamza, Ba, Ghain, Ha, Jim, Kaf, Waw, Kha, Fa, Ain, Qaf, Ya, Mim, Ha. So these are the letters of Qamariya. And then all the rest are Shamsiya letters. And inshallah, you don't have to memorize these. A lot of the times, just by reading it, you understand which letters are Qamariya and Shamsiya. So inshallah, there shouldn't be a need to memorize, but if you are struggling, inshallah, these are the letters. So alhamdulillah, that is our topic for today. And mashallah, lam is a very complex letter. So there is sometimes heavy, sometimes light, the lam sakin rules that we just learned today. But alhamdulillah, we have completed this. And inshallah, we are going to keep this in mind as we move on to our analysis of this lesson. So inshallah, we're going to start from ayah number 83, from وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا. So here we have the letter ذَال with a sukun, so we are resting upon this ذَال. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا. خَ is a permanently heavy sound. مِيثَاقَ. قَاف is permanently heavy. Here we have two mud letters. We have بَنِي. We see that mud sign, so this is four counts. Israel, again, this is four counts. Mithaq bani Israel. We are pulling both for four counts. La ta'buduna, ayn is from the throat, it has tawassut. Illallah. So here we learned that in the name of Allah, if the letter is preceded by a fatha or dhamma, it is heavy. So lam in this case is heavy.
إلا الله وبالوالدين. Lamb has tawassut, so we are resting. إحسانا has sukun, so we are resting. وذي القربى. So here in this ayah, we'll see that there are a lot of letters starting with alif lam. So this means the. So here in وذي القربى, قاف is a قمرية letter. So lam is also قمرية. Lam is very clear. And a way you can tell is that the lam will have a sukun sign on it. So you can see that there is the mark of sukun. So if you see this mark, you will pronounce the lam. If you do not see the mark, you will not pronounce lam. So that is a very easy way to distinguish whether it is shamsiyah or qamariyah. So here I do see the mark, so I will pronounce the lam. Wadhil qurba, lam and ra both have tawassut. Wal yatama, lam has a mark, so I will pronounce the lam with tawassut. Wal masakini, lam has tawassut, so we are pronouncing the lam. Waqulu lin nasi husna. So here I see a lamb, but there is no mark on this lamb. So I will skip over the lamb. I'm going to go straight on to the noon. So it is not lil-nasi, it is lin-nasi. So we are skipping that noon completely and moving on to the next letter. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ. So again, I see that there is a lamb, but there is no sukun. So because there is no sukun, I'm not going to read it. I'm going to move on to the next letter, which is a sad. So here this is Lam Shamsiya. So it's very easy to recognize these just because it either has a mark or it doesn't. And if it has a mark, you will pronounce. If it doesn't have a mark, you will skip over. So here in As-Salata, I don't see the mark, so I'm going to skip it. As-Salata, Sad is heavy. Wa'atu Zakata, again, I see that there is a Lam, but there is no mark. There is no Sukun. So I'm going to move straight on to the next letter, which is Zay. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ. Mim is a letter of tawassut. إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ. Mim is a letter of tawassut. وَأَنتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. عَيْن is tawassut and bad is heavy, and we are ending on a four-count mud. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا, resting on both of these ذَال. مِيثَاقَاكُمْ. So قَاف is heavy and then كَاف is light, so we want to switch. مِيثَاقَاكُمْ. Mim is a letter of tawassut. لا تسفكون دماءكم, for count med, ميم has توسط. ولا تخرجون, خاء is heavy. أنفسكم من دياركم, ميم has توسط. ثم أقررتم, قاف is heavy. راء in this case is also heavy. وأنتم تشهدون, we are ending on a four count med. ثم أنتم, ميم is a letter of توسط. هؤلاء, so two of these letters have med, four count. تقتلون, قاف has قلقلة, it is also heavy. أنفسكم, ميم is a letter of توسط. وتخرجون فريقا منكم, قاف is heavy. من ديارهم, ميم has توسط. تظاهرون, لا is heavy. عليهم بالإثم, لام is a letter of قمرية, so we are pronouncing with a توسط. بالإثم والعدوان, لام has توسط. وإن يأتوكم, ميم has توسط. أسارا, را in this case is heavy. تفادوهم وهو محرم, را is heavy. عليكم, ميم has توسط. إخراجهم, خا is permanently heavy. را in this case is heavy. أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب, عين is a letter of توسط. بعض الكتاب, لام has توسط. وتكفرون ببعض, so عين again has توسط. فما جزاء, so this is a four count med. من يفعل ذلك منكم, ميم has توسط. إلا خزي, خاء is heavy. في الحياة الدنيا, لام is a letter of توسط. I see that there is a sukun, so I will pronounce it. حياة الدنيا, I see that there is a lam, but there is no sukun, so I will not pronounce the sukun. حياة الدنيا, we are going straight onto the dal. ويوم القيامة, لام has توسط, قاف is heavy. يردون إلى, so this is a four count med. أشد العذاب, لام has توسط, and we are ending on ba, which is a letter of قلقلة. وما الله, name of Allah again in this case is heavy. بغافل, غا is permanently heavy. عما تعملون, both of these عين are from the throat, and we are ending on four count med. أولئك, this is a four count med. الذين اشتروا, را is heavy. الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة, الحياة, so lam has توسط. الدُّنْيَا, we are skipping this lam, I don't see a sukun. بِالْآخِرَةِ, I see a sukun, so we are reading with tawassut. خَ and رَ in this case are both heavy. فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ, خَ is heavy. عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابِ, lam has tawassut. وَلَا هُمْ, mim has tawassut. يُنْصَرُونَ, صَاد is permanently heavy. رَ in this case is heavy. And we are ending on a four-count mad. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, verses 83 to 86. And inshallah, we are going to continue with the rest of this next week, inshallah. So now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class, so I will end it here. Jazakumullahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.